the new birth, the Holy Ghost, the gifts of the Spirit, that healing, divine prosperity of the spirit, the soul, the body, finances, all up. Put it all together and you've got the blessing.
Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Today, Kenneth Copeland teaches how God got the blessing of the Lord back on mankind, the way he intended for it to be in the first place. Now, here's Kenneth.
Let's look tonight in the book of Genesis in that first chapter again. Let's go back. We've been talking about the blessing, the Eden covenant, Eden blessing of God. Genesis 1:26, let us make man in our image. He literally said, man be. He wasn't talking to somebody else about making a man. And by just, you know, skimming over that is what it looks like. But he was not. These are the words that this man's spirit came into being through and from. Words of dominion. Now, as he spoke these words, the man became a living being, a living soul, one translation said. But in the Chumash, the Hebrew sages' commentary on it said, and he became a living, speaking spirit like God. Amen. Now that's enough right there to knock your hat in the creek, brother. See, he's in the image of God. He has everything God has. God put in him the capability and everything that it took to be a speaking spirit like him. To be a speaking spirit like him authorized him to speak to that garden just like God spoke to that garden. Amen. Now, man be in our image after our likeness, have dominion over the fish of the sea, the fowl of the air, the cattle, over all the earth, over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So, God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. He blessed him saying, be fruitful, multiply, and replenish or fill up the earth, subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, the fowl of the air, over every living thing that moves upon the earth. I have given you every herb-bearing seed which is upon the face of the earth, every tree in which the fruit of the tree yieldeth seed, and so forth. He gave him not only authority, but he released himself and his glory on this man with these words. Now, the thing I wanted you to see about this tonight, we know what Adam did with that. I mean, he, you know, he blew it off and immediately went, look at the second chapter. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished and all the host of them. And the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. Well, now, he didn't rest because he's tired. He rested because he was finished. Now, the last work was not the creation of man. That was not his last work. The last work was the blessing of man. Let's look in the 14th chapter of Genesis. Genesis 14. Verse 17. The king of Sodom went out to meet him after his return from the slaughter of Chedorlaomer and of the kings that were with him at the Valley of Sheba, which is the king's deal. Melchizedek, king of Salem, the Lord Mayor of Salem. Now, after the flood, the scripture said, and God blessed Noah and his sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, and he said, I want you to connect now. He blessed them saying, he blessed them and said, okay? Now, Ham and Japheth did the same thing Adam did with it. But Shem kept it. Abram was a descendant of Shem. Shem walked in the blessing of God. Now, Shem was Melchizedek. Now, I want you to notice now. Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine. He was the priest of the Most High God. And he blessed him and said. Now here, the blessing of Adam. Then God blessed Noah and his sons with that same blessing. See, once Adam goofed it off, God had to go back to work. And his whole work was to get that blessing back on mankind the way he intended for it to be in the first place. Because he never changes. That was the perfect will of God for all men for all time. So he immediately went back to work to get it back. And so he blessed Noah and his sons. Then he sent Melchizedek, which was Shem, to bless Abram. Now, can you see God moving here? God personally blessed Noah and his sons. He didn't have anybody else to do it. He had to do it personally. And he did. And so then Shem walked in it. Praise God. So God sent Shem, who is now his high priest, and sent him to bless Abram. And he said, blessed be Bless, it's the same word. Light be. Blessed be Abram of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth. No, he wasn't calling God possessor of heaven and earth. He just called Abram possessor of heaven and earth. Blessed be the Most High God, which has delivered thine enemies into thy hand, and he gave him tithes of all. Now the word says God, Abraham believed God. He exercised his faith in the blessing. And he's learning one step at a time. Now he's found out that because of his covenant with God, he has become heir of the world. He don't know what to do with it, but he found out he's heir of the world. So God's having to deal with him on one level at a time. I wanted you to notice when God blessed, he said. When he blessed, he said. He blessed, he said. When he said, he believed. What he said, he believed it. Now he got hung up on on having family. He struggled with that. How can you do this? My wife is barren. She's never had a child. Well, he didn't know. He didn't have a book he could turn to like you do. And he struggled with it. Well, God literally entered into a blood covenant in order to make a strong inward consolation and a strong inward strength within him to know that God was able to do what he had promised. And he changed his name. And he put his name, God put his name in the middle of Abram's name and called him Father God, the father of many nations. And he believed it. Now, when he finally got to the place where he had no natural hope yet. Now, he got in there and tried to make that blessing come to pass. And he created a mess of that. Amen. We still got a mess going on today on the calendar. But when he finally got to the place where his body was dead, not only her body's dead, but his body's dead. And God dealt with him to the place where he finally took hold of it and he began to confess it. And a year later, they had a child. Now, when he died, look at the 26th chapter of Genesis. Verse 2, the Lord appeared unto Isaac. Now look what he said in the third verse. Sojourn in this land, or we'll go through it like you own it. And I'll be with you and will bless you, for unto thee and unto thy seed I will give all these countries, and I will perform the oath which I swore unto Abraham your father. I will perform the oath. Well, I wish I could get God to perform for me. Well, get over on the oath and he will. He's upholding all things by the word of his power. What word? Be fruitful, multiply, and fill up the earth. Have dominion over it and subdue it. Amen. Now, he had to appear to Isaac because here again, there was no book. But God took care of it himself this time. He didn't call a priest. He went over there himself and he appeared to him and said, I will perform the oath that I swore to your father. Amen. And you can read the rest of the story. And he blessed him. He blessed him. Now then, let's go from there over to chapter 47, Genesis 47. Very interesting. This is, you know, the story of Joseph and the blessing of the Lord was on this young man. And his family, see, God had already said, I will perform the oath that I swore to your father. Said that he swore it to Abraham, then he appeared to Isaac, he swore it to him, and now Jacob is on the scene. And Jacob is blessed. But now, Jacob's got a house full of sons. Now, all of them the seed of Abraham, right? All of them have a right to that blessing. Every one of them have a right to the blessing. This is not the birthright blessing. This is the blessing of Abraham. The seed of Abraham. God said, I'll bless you and your seed after you. This is the blessing of Abraham. Any one of them could have walked in it. All of David's brothers could have walked in it, but none of them did. Well, David said it. Blessed is the man whose sins are forgiven. They were preaching the blessing. That's the gospel. And God preached the gospel to Abraham, saying, in you shall all nations of the earth be blessed. So Galatians 3 says that's the gospel, then it's the gospel. Well, I thought salvation was the gospel. It is. It's part of the blessing. I thought the baptism of the Holy Ghost was the gospel. It is. It's part of the blessing. See, and so on and so on. Well, I thought healing was the gospel. It is. It's part of the blessing. But you have to put all that together. The new birth, the Holy Ghost, the gifts of the Spirit, that healing, divine prosperity of the Spirit, the soul, the body, finances, all up. Put it all together and you've got the blessing. That's what God promised. It's all listed there in Deuteronomy 28. Every bit of that's listed in there. Amen. So what they were preaching was the blessing of Abraham. And Jesus has come so that the blessing of Abraham can come on you. And if you will repent of your sin, well, see, those Jews knew what they were talking about. Gentiles didn't have a clue. And they made it up as they went along. And it finally got to where the only time they mentioned the blessing was when somebody sneezed. It really is. That's really, and that came out of all that Gentilized Christianism. But now we know. Now let's go back in here and look at, and see something else that was going on. Repentance and remission of sin should be preached in His name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. In His name among all nations. In His name among all nations. In you shall all nations be blessed. Well, when God said, in you shall all nations be blessed, He wasn't talking about but two people. That is Ham and Japheth. You got to be kin to one of them. There's only three people on the earth. Shem, Ham, and Japheth. And if you're anything like Jesse and me, you're kin to all of them. I mean, He got you covered, brother. And Christ redeemed us from the curse, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, so that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentile, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the nations. I like to read it like this, that the blessing of Abraham might come on all the rest of us.
Amen.
And that covered it, see. Well, that's what He's saying right there. Among all nations, preach repentance. What? Preach the blessing. Repent. Get your sin out of the way. The blessing has been made for you because Jesus has redeemed you from the curse. And He's the blessing. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, you are witnesses of these things, and behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. Oh, Brother Copeland, he was talking about the Holy Ghost. Well, the Holy Ghost was part of it. Let me put it another way. I will perform the oath that I promised Abraham.
I take it all.
Yeah, I'll take it, John. Hallelujah. Praise God. But you see what he was saying to him. The promise of the Spirit. Because that's what it says in Galatians 3 that he said. That we might receive the promise of the Spirit. Now, through our little Pentecostal glasses, we read that we might receive the Holy Ghost. No. It was the promise the Holy Ghost made, which included Himself in His fullness. It was the blessing. The Holy Ghost is the blessing agent. Oh, that's Him personally. Praise God. He's the one that's doing all this stuff, man. So now, follow it on. I send the promise of my Father upon you. You tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. You shall receive power when the Holy Ghost has come upon you. What power? Well, Brother Copeland, I believe it is a power to witness. Well, yeah, that's part of it. I believe it is the power of healing. Yeah, that's part of it. What power? The blessing of Abraham. Blessed coming in and blessed going out. I mean, the whole package. Amen. Well, you might as well shout amen. Praise God. Now, look at this. He led them out as far as to Bethany, and He lifted up His hands and He blessed them. Martha said something. Now, he already said, I only say what my Father has said. My words are not my own, but they are the words of the one who sent me. Right? The one who sent me. All right, hold your place. Don't get away from that, but just flip over that to the book of Acts chapter 3 right quick as you can. Peter is preaching in the third chapter of the book of Acts, and he said, verse 25, you are the children of the prophets and of the covenant which God made with our fathers, saying unto Abraham, and in thy seed shall all the kindreds of the earth be blessed. Unto you first, God, having raised up his son Jesus and sent him to bless you. He sent him to say, hey, isn't he high priest after the orders of Melchizedek? Yes. Didn't he send Melchizedek to bless Abram? Yes. What did he say to Abram? Blessed be Abram of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth. Jesus said, all heaven and earth's authority has been given unto me. Yes. So he's been blessed, right? Yes. Well, now, what do you think he was telling those people? All authority has been given unto me, both in heaven and earth. Therefore, you be blessed, and you be fruitful, and you multiply, and you fill up the earth.
Imagine a place where family relationships are not undermined by old hurts and confusion. A place where you can receive answers for every area of life and draw immediately on God's wisdom for any need.
There is a wealthy place in God. An abundance of health, an abundance of revelation from heaven, a wealth of the wisdom of God that belongs to you.
Your wealthy place in God. This 4-CD audio series by Kenneth Copeland will help you discover that the path to this wealthy place in God is not a mystery beyond your reach. Find out how to see yourself as you really are in God's eyes. How to receive direction for health, finances, and relationships. Understand why God has saved His plan for you until today, and how the good old days are just the beginning.
There is a wealthy place in God that is yours.
To order your wealthy place in God, visit kcm.org and order online. This enlightening and insightful CD series by Kenneth Copeland can be purchased for just $12. To order by phone, call 800-575-4455 or order by mail. Simply write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas 76192. Order your copy of Your Wealthy Place in God today and start developing a stronger knowledge and confidence in the place that God has for you.
Hello, I'm Jeremy Pearsons, and I'm thrilled to be in today for my grandparents, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. They love you so much, and we love you so much, and I'm so thrilled to be a part of their family and this ministry and what God is doing today in the body of Christ, and how we get to be a part of that is just a thrill and an honor. And today in my grandfather's message, he talked about God's goal of getting the Garden of Eden, the blessing that was on mankind then, back into the world today. I believe that that is the heart of the Father, because He is the one who instituted this blessing, and this blessing is His will for all man for all time. Now, in order for you and I to walk in that blessing, the blessing that Adam and Eve walked in, the blessing that Abraham walked in to a degree, for you and I to walk in that blessing today, there is one important ingredient that we must bring to it, and that is our faith. That is you and I believing that God is the blesser. He wants us blessed and living in that, not just for ourselves, but so that you and I can be blessed to be a blessing. Now, to experience this and to walk in it, you have to believe that this is the nature of God. You must believe that God sent His Son, Jesus, to bring this blessing back to mankind. He sent His Son, Jesus, to be a living example of His character that is love and goodness and faithfulness to all men. Now, when you and I step into that and we believe that, yes, the heaven becomes our home, but not only heaven in eternity, heaven here on earth. Now, Jesus did the hard part. He bled, He died, and He did the hard part for you and I. And the only thing left for us to do is to accept what He did on our behalf. If you've never done that, if you've never said, Jesus, be my Lord, then do that with me here today. Pray this after me. Say, oh God in heaven, I come to you today in Jesus' name. And I believe that Jesus is your Son. I believe that He lived for me, that He died for me, and that He rose again for me. Jesus, be the Lord of my life. Come into my heart. Take away my sins. I will live for you now and forever. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, if you prayed that today, I want to let you know that my grandparents, Kenneth and Gloria, want to send to you a free packet of books and a brochure, just some things that will help you get into your new walk with the Lord, get into living life with Him. This is absolutely free of charge. We want to send these things to you. Get in touch with us, and we will get them to you today. Now, we have some exciting things coming up this summer. Two Believers Conventions. The first one, our West Coast Believers Convention, June 29th through July 4th in California. And then we come home to Fort Worth for our Southwest Believers Convention, August 3rd through the 8th. Super Kids will be there for your children. Admission is free. Now, Friday morning, there is a partner meeting with my grandfather. So all of you who are partners and friends with this ministry, get into that service and find out exactly what's going on through the many outreaches of Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Then Saturday morning is Healing School with my grandmother Gloria Copeland, and this is the opportunity we get together to come and hear what the Word of God says about God's will for you to be healed. Now, for more information about these meetings and other things that are going on at KCM, you can log on today to kcm.org and get all the information you need. Thank you so much for watching today and every day. Thank you for being a part of this ministry. This is Jeremy Pearson's reminding you that we love you, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland love you, God loves you, and Jesus is Lord.
If you made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life today, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland welcome you to the family of God. They've put together a 5-book package to help you get started learning your Bible and understanding who you are in Christ Jesus. Request your free salvation package online when you log on to our website at kcm.org. Take hold of the promises of God and let the glory of the Lord shine in your life. Thank you for joining us today, and we'll see you on the next Believer's Voice of Victory. The glory will shine in 2009. Come to the West Coast Believers Convention June 29th to July 4th at the Long Beach Convention Center in Long Beach, California. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, Jerry Savelle, Jesse Duplantis, Creflo Dollar, and Keith Moore for 6 days of dynamic teaching from God's Word. Come expecting an encounter with God. Super Kid Academy with Commander Kelly will be held for children ages 6 through 12. Call 1-800-600-7395 or visit kcm.org.